So peace internally for me is an experience where no matter what the world is throwing at me, I react to it and bring to it peace instead of anger, instead of hatred, instead of desire. And that is why the practices of this Buddhist stuff that I do are so important to me, because they give me opportunities in everyday life when I see somebody that's hungry on the street or somebody that's suffering from addiction, which is all around us in my personal life. When I see my beautiful girlfriend with a tear or frustrated with some condition out in the world around her, that makes me suffer. That is a lack of peace in me. And it gets better when I don't react to it in such a way that brings more negativity. That's it. It's grace. It's compassion. So you pull all of the religion out of this stuff. You pull all the spirituality out of this stuff. And what you're left with is grace, is love, is kindness, is wanting to recognize the beauty in people. That isn't religion. That isn't a set spiritual path. It might be all of them, but it doesn't have to be any of them. So you pull the religion out of it. You strip it down to its bare, naked level. And what do you have? You've got love, man. You got love. You don't have hate. You have peace. You don't have suffering. Yeah. And that's not religion. But it also can be religion. Some parting wisdom, if somebody's going to listen to my voice, is be peace. Be love. At the bottom of all of the stuff that we are as humans, if we strip all of that away, what we are left with is, in Buddhism, what we call Buddha nature. We're left with the essence of goodness, of peace, of love, compassion. So my parting thought is, I want to, and I hope everybody else in the world has a tinge of wanting to, just be love, be peace. Don't be an asshole.